Infrastructure Group 5 has had a tough first half with problems and delays at its Kaponi project in Ghana, compounded by tough conditions at home as well as retrenchment costs. Revenue for the 6 months to December fell nearly 15% to 4.9 billion rand. Headline earnings per share weakened from a loss of 310 cents to 781 cents, and it hasn't declared an interim dividend. It's decided, though, to restructure its business to leave it focused on areas of the market where it has a competitive advantage. Temba Mosai, the CEO of Group 5, joins me now. Temba, thanks very much for coming in today. So is this as bad as it gets? Is the second half of the year likely to be as bad as the first half?
I'm hoping that this is as bad as it gets. So the trends that we're looking at seems to suggest that this is as bad as it gets. So the second half will not necessarily be returning us to profitability, but it will not be as worse as this first half.
Mm. I described you as an infrastructure group because you are changing directions slightly and you're moving away from the construction side of the business. Take us through the restructuring that you have planned.
Yeah. So I think, we looked at the business. Predominantly, we were a construction business. You know, 80% of our revenue came from construction activities. So what we are doing now is to kind of move away from the construction, domination, more into the development of infrastructure assets, and the operations and maintenance. So just to give you an example, 80% of our revenue came from construction, 10% came from what we call the investment and concessions, and another 10% from manufacturing. You will know that we disposing of manufacturing assets. So that was revenue. But if you look at from a profitability perspective, most of our profits were coming from the INC business, investment and concessions. So, we ask ourselves a question, where do we make the money? You know, where are we successful at? And the answer was quite simple. And so we decided we're going to follow the money. And the money is in the investment and concessions business.
So does that mean winding up projects such as Kaponi in Ghana?
So We will conclude Kaponi in Ghana. We will finish off that project, and we will restructure ourselves to do different projects to Kaponi. And what do I mean by that? The idea is that we will reduce our exposure to very complex projects of this nature. We'll reduce also the size of these projects. You know, what sizes do we take? Kaponi was quite a big project. It was a good project also at the time when we took it. The group was in a different space from a revenue perspective. It was in a different space from a capital perspective also. So things have changed quite drastically. So we'll reduce that. But I think the key thing is that we will be doing the VRP process on the construction business, meaning that we will be a minority interest in a construction business because we intend to dispose of at least 51% of our construction business, the South African construction business, in light of this VRP, and focus more on the investment and concessions, which we've also restructured. So we've split it into the development and investment part of our investment and concession business and the operations and maintenance. We see operations and maintenance business being the lead going forward from a revenue perspective. We see that being where we're going to make our money.
Does this mean you'll become a less capital intensive business going forward?
So if you look at the D&I or the development investment business, it needs capital. Because there you're developing projects, you're investing in projects. But the other business is actually capital unintensive. You know, operations and maintenance literally is using your own systems to operate and maintain some assets for other people. There's a business that we call TPS, which is a 10 key project solutions business. Also, it's not intensive in terms of capital. However, it will require guarantees, you know, so that we can execute these projects.
Mm. Mm. What is your capital position at the moment? Because you've had to take some short-term funding. There are cash flow problems. Do you think you may need to go for a rights issue at some point?
So we're looking at various options because, yes, we're looking at debt currently, but
you have no gearing.
We're not yet, which is great. So we're looking at debt, but we believe that that's not a permanent solution. You know, so we need to replace it at some point with some equity, and that could be a discussion with the shareholders. You know, it could be other structures. So we're looking at various options around that.
Okay, but equity raising could be one of those options.
One of them is definitely a rights issue, but it's just one of the various solutions that we're looking at.
Mm. How is your relationship with shareholders at the moment? Do you have their buy-in for the restructuring? Do you think you'll have their buy-in if you have to go to them for capital?
So I don't want to speak for shareholders, you know, but I believe when they see the strategy that we've articulated, which strategy says that we're going to focus on areas where we've been successful. You know, we're going to focus on areas where we're actually making money. It has to appeal to shareholders, you know, and we believe that it will, because shareholders have always had a bit of a problem around the risk of construction anyway, and we're saying to them, we are reducing our exposure in that, and we're increasing our exposure in the assets that actually shareholders like. We know they love the investment and concession assets, and we say we're going to do more of that. So we believe that we will have their buy-in.
At one point, there was pressure on you to sell that concessions business. In fact, you had an offer last year of 1.6 billion rand from Green Bay, which is significantly higher than your market cap at the moment. Mm. Do you think you could revisit that?
So that's a big conversation, which obviously completely deviates from the strategy. A strategy is we're making money in the investment and concession business. We are good at that business. You know, that's our bread and butter type of thing. So to then come and sell that particular business and retain a business where we've been battling, it's not logical in my mind.
Mm. Mm. Just in closing, you took 649 million rand hits from Kaponi in the first half. Does that include penalties, or could penalties still be imposed on top of that?
So I think we in our statement we did say that it excludes penalties, but it also excludes any upside that we have, because remember there are penalties, but there are also claims against those penalties. So it excludes that. It's just some of the processes to conclude the project in June.
Okay, we have to leave it there. Hopefully in 6 months' time, we'll have you back in there to talk about happier times. Thank you very much for coming through.
Thank you.
That's Temba Masai. He's the CEO of Group 5.